Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
I'm sleepy.
It got dark here at 3:30.
Are you serious?
That's when it started getting dark. Sun was down and gone by 4. Y'all, when Tiz called me a second ago, she was down in some ice cream, which usually means she's stoned.
I'm so stoned. It's not okay.
Why are you so stoned?
I don't know, but it just made me re-download Chrome to get on this. And like
you say this every week.
When I was doing it, it was like I was in the freaking twilight zone. And then I was like, my God, it feels like I've been trying to download this for like 30 minutes.
Well, it did feel like a long time over here, too. And I am not stoned. So,
yeah, it was like, what? Why is this taking so long?
Because you just don't have good luck with computers.
Anyway, yeah, this whole daylight savings time is such crap.
I agree.
Just stop it. I mean, like, honestly. Like, who wants it to get dark at 5 p.m.?
No one. I'm telling you, it's 4. It's 4 o'clock. It's dark.
Yeah, because it's 4:15 here in Los Angeles right now, and it's getting almost dark.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I just don't like it. I mean, honestly, it's depressing.
I agree. I heard somebody say today that it causes more health issues to do this whole daylight savings switch.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what to do.
But who do we call?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's annoying. And I also am annoyed because like I act like I know what I'm talking about. I have no idea. But in the few Google searches I've given it, it really seems like most states have like voted against it. But for some reason, this is a federal thing and they have to approve it at the federal level. What's the holdup?
Honestly, I always like, you know me, because I always think of how many summers I have left. Mm-hmm. And so, like, literally, it's just like, I feel like it makes me really sad when this happens.
I know.
Because it really, like, it represents to me, like, the end of summer, which it is. But, like, it's very meaningful that.
How?
It's just another end to another summer gone by, another one that I'll never have again.
Oh my God.
It's honestly, that's how I feel.
I'm concerned for you.
I know.
That's not good.
Not at all. But anyway.
Yikes.
That's exactly what I think.
Bullshit. That's just a dark way to start this podcast.
It really is.
What have you been doing? I feel like you've been busy.
I've been busy. I've been so busy and I love it.
What have you been doing?
I'm just like, honestly.
Let's hear it.
When I'm busy, I'm happy.
What's busy mean?
I can't tell anything about anything.
Well, that just sucks.
I know. I can talk about, stuff more people won't care about, but like I've been having Hope Town stuff. Like, crazy.
Can we talk about Prison Break? Can we shit on whoever's doing Prison Break without Dom?
Well, you know, it's just like they can. I mean, like, honestly, Dom is so sweet. He's just like, I hope those actors have as great of a time as I did. Like, he's so cute.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, well, nobody's watching it.
No one's watching it.
And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, nobody's watching it without Link the Sink and friggin' Michael Scofield.
Is that what they called him? I don't remember that.
Link the Sink. Everybody calls him that.
Fascinating.
It's so sick.
Well, RIP, like, no one's going to watch it. Sorry.
No. Lincoln and Michael forever.
Cute.
So cute.
Yeah, so that was news. What else we got going in the news here?
Nothing good. I'll tell you that.
You're in a dark place today.
I really am.
That's freaking me.
I truly am.
I know.
That weed was messed. I don't know. It kicked my butt.
Oh.
And you know what? The holidays just bug me.
I thought you liked the holidays.
No, I don't anymore.
Huh. I've never liked them.
Because they are usually just one big letdown.
I always say that. And
yeah, you do.
And it's like all about spending time with your family. Okay, I see you guys once a month. We're good. Like, I'd spend plenty of time with you guys. I don't need a holiday to tell me what day of the year I need to hang out with you guys. So that's my one gripe. My other gripe is it's like how we're brainwashed to think like marriage is the answer. It's like, who said that hanging out with your entire extended family and fighting on holidays is the way to spend Christmas and Thanksgiving? What if I want to be at home with my animals by myself without having to talk to anyone or work on anything and just do what I want for a day? And everyone's like, oh, that sounds sad. And I'm like, fuck you. That's what I want to do. And that's what my happiness on holidays looks like. Why are you trying to tell me that that's sad? It's not. You're just brainwashed to think you have to sit around a table with a bunch of family that you don't really even know very well. People don't even know their extended family. And sit there and argue about religion and politics. It doesn't sound fun. That's my take.
It is true.
That's my hot take.
I mean, honestly, like, it's not always like that.
Well, we have no extended family. So we take that part out of the equation for us, thank God. But most people have to go to these like huge family things with like all this family that they don't even really know very well. And it's so crazy.
It's true.
It's so true.
Here's the thing. This has always been a problem. I've loved the idea of things. The idea of what I would like those things to be. Mm-hmm. And that, first of all, that's a mistake. Number two, you put so seriously.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Have zero expectations.
That is the thing. Is like holidays, there's so much expectation, which equals disappointment.
Yeah, I agree.
And then sadness.
And then you got to, then like Christmas, you have to factor in this whole gift thing, which is silly.
But here's the thing. Now that you guys are all older and, you know, let's be real, it's just gone to hell and
what has?
Holiday.
Oh, well, true.
Anyway, I mean, like, geez.
True.
And I'm not doing that anymore. And I'm going to be like, you know what? Thanksgiving Day, there's going to be a turkey and some taters and whatever at around 2. And whoever wants to show up can. And if you don't. No hard feelings. Like, I love you. I'm going to get high as a cop and like, you can come, you can go, you don't have to come, you don't have, I mean, it's just, you do you, I'll do me, and we'll all be okay.
This is insane. I'll never forget the year that you guys crucified me for getting drunk on Thanksgiving, or maybe it was Christmas, and it was one of the best holidays that I've ever had, and you guys were like, Brandy, you are the devil for getting drunk on Christmas, or whatever it was, but now everyone's freaking on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes those family things taller.
Sure does. Sure does. We're on a group text. The fam is right now. It's actually from Tish's honeymoon, but it's come back alive. And I almost was going to type in there like time to turn up, like turned up Thanksgiving and like party mode it. But then I remembered that there's some young children on the group text. I was like, maybe I shouldn't be that older.
They're probably more turned up than you.
That's true, actually. You're right.
They are turning up.
You're right. They are. I forget.
Yeah, not Audrey, but everybody else is turning
up. Yeah, you're right. The two young ones are really turning up.
Yeah.
At all times.
I love it.
Same. Oh, boy. So anyway, holidays. Yeah. You know what my dream would be? My absolute dream would be if we did a family trip on Christmas and went somewhere fabulous every year. That would be fun. That would be my dream. That would be my dream Christmas.
That would be fun.
I'm just saying, I got in my feels last night going through photo. I do this where like if nothing's on TV and there's nothing I want to watch, I'll just scroll through my camera roll and be like, oh, that was so fun. Oh my God, that was so fun. And I just keep going back and back and back. And I, all of a sudden I was like, you know, just going through the whole year and like all the places I've been, I'm telling you, the standouts, this year's highlights, the top two moments of this year. Number one, the Tischlerette in Italy takes the cake, best trip of the year. And close second, number two, Tish's honeymoon in Hawaii.
Honestly, they were great.
They were both just so great.
Yep.
Yep. We could be doing that for Christmas, you know? We could be...
Honestly, those times were really good.
We could be on a beach in your fave, the Bahamas, on Christmas. We could be in a glass igloo watching the Northern Lights in Finland on Christmas. We could be in Hawaii. There's just so many things we could be doing.
Yeah, I mean, Audrey and Lily would love going to see the Northern Lights more than any people I know.
Well, let's go. I've got all kinds of research on it. Apparently, Norway is the best place to actually see the lights the best. Finland has all these really cute little glass cabins and igloos you can stay in. Plus, they have reindeer. We could do a whole little tour.
That would be really fun.
My dream.
We need to just plan that girls' trip anyway.
I'll plan it if you guys will commit.
That would be really fun.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it
out.
This is amazing.
I'm
so
telling
tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
Okay, well, can we start with high design?
I would love that.
Okay, so I painted the rec room. I haven't even shown you, I don't think.
No, you haven't.
When I say I painted the rec room, I hired people that painted the rec room. I did not paint it because it's a very large room. But
it's huge.
I have to take some photos for you because I think I want to paint the ceiling.
Oh, absolutely. But, you have to paint
the
ceiling.
But the reason I didn't, I said, let's not, and then we can always do it after because you can't go back, you know? The room has a lot of white molding, like a lot. Mm, and there's a massive wood beam that goes through the center of the room, like a thick daddy beam, and it's white.
Okay.
So if we paint the ceiling, do you have this thick daddy white beam go through the middle of the room? Do you paint the beam? If you paint that beam, do you have to paint all of the molding?
I'm a huge fan of painting all the molding.
I know you are, but in small rooms, I think it looks really good, but I'm worried that in this big room with so much of it, it might just all start to look like one big like blob of a room.
I don't think.
Really?
No. I think
if I paint the molding, what about the white shutters?
I don't think you have to paint those.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
But then you're going to have white shutters in the middle of all the, I just don't know.
I don't think you have to paint the shutters.
We're going to have to post photos for the stoners so they can weigh in here. I don't know. Either way, I do think the ceiling needs to get painted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because right now there's still a lot of white in there.
I cannot wait to see it.
The color looks fab.
Do love it.
Card room green was the absolute right choice. Also, hey, painters. Hey, men who paint.
Yes.
Can you stop bullying me into getting the eggshell finish for my walls? I don't want that. I want flat. Well, flat doesn't hold up very well, and flat gets dirty, and you got dogs. I didn't ask for an explanation. I said I wanted flat paint. Why don't you just do what I asked?
No, every painter will give you every you know what? Because it's harder for them.
I know, to paint.
It's much more unforgiving when you're painting.
Yeah.
So they hate it. So do not let them do that. Yes, I love flat paint on walls.
Yeah.
Unless your walls are black. And then I would not. No. If you have black walls and you get a flat paint, I swear they're always going to like, if you just brush up against it, it shows. It's so weird.
Interesting.
But anyway, I just love that card room green color.
It's so gorgeous.
It is really one of my favorites. I have very like card room green. Is like no brainer. Mm-hmm. I love Blue Note.
Yes, you do.
It is so good. And Snowbound.
Yep.
For white. Mm-hmm. That's just the only things that I love.
Well, so I also painted, I don't know if I told you I was going to do this, but my dining room has molding across like the middle of the wall. You know, some dining rooms will have like molding in the center.
That's called a chair rail.
That. So I painted the bottom of the dining room that really pretty, like brownish beige color that I sent you. It's called Jitney by Barrow and Ball. I'm obsessed with it. I'm going to send you a picture, actually. I'm obsessed with it. Want to paint the whole house this color. I love it so much.
Can't wait.
So when you're here, I would like to look at like, what else could I paint this color? Because I say I want to paint the whole house, but like this house is too big. And I really don't want to paint the whole house because I think that would make some things like the granite look disgusting. And I am definitely not in a position to change that right now. But I'm going to send you, the color looks a little weird in these photos just because I feel like it was the time of day. Like there's not a whole lot of light coming in, but I'm obsessed with it. It looks fabulous. And I did that a flat as well. And it looks so good. My thing with the eggshell paint, because I did put some samples on the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's really pretty.
It's gorge.
Yeah.
It looks like a little more green on this photo.
I was going to say it looks olive green.
It's not. It doesn't look like that at all in person.
Okay.
It actually looks a little bit lighter in person.
More just beigey.
Mm-hmm. Like a creamy beige.
Like khaki almost.
Khaki to me is green.
No.
Yeah. Khaki is
khaki
green.
Khaki is not green.
Yeah.
I feel like khaki is more like camel color.
I feel like actual khaki has a green tint.
Huh.
But anyway. Yeah, see, look, these khaki slacks. I just Googled it. Green.
See, I felt like if you were going to buy those cargo shorts, they were either army green or khaki. And khaki was
I feel
tan.
Like what we call khakis, though, we call that those shorts khakis and those pants khakis. But
yeah,
in other countries, khaki is more like an army green.
Oh.
It's interesting.
Hmm.
But anyway, you'll see it in person, and I want to see like what else I can paint that color because I love it.
Great. And I just love paint.
Me too.
You can just change anything so dramatically with paint.
I want to paint everything.
Oh, and I just found this amazing paint brand on Instagram. And I don't know, they just had some of the most beautiful colors I have ever seen. I have to look on my Insta because I started following them. Actually, they hit me and said, hi, Tish.
They did? This is so cool.
Yes, they did.
Fascinating.
And first of all, they just had such sick colors. Let me look. Melange. M-E-L-A-N-G-E.
Melange. Melange. Melange.
Paint. Yeah. I just thought even that dresser, like I would never think loved that color.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, oh, I actually love that color. I just thought they had some really unique, pretty paints.
They do.
Don't they have some pretty ones? Because one of the ones I loved, and it reminded me of what you are saying, that is their historic beige. So,
That is a little kind of similar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Historic beige of theirs is so pretty. And I could not be more obsessed with their heirloom white.
Yeah, that's pretty.
It is so pretty. Anyway, we'll put this up because you all should go look at their Instagram. Love. They have some really pretty colors.
I want to paint everything.
I know. It's so fun.
I want to paint. Okay, so the office I'm sitting in is getting turned into a walk-in closet. I think we told the stoners this. I want to paint it that really pretty Farrowing ball pink.
Ooh, I love that
It was
color.
Called like sulking room pink or something. It's yes. like a, oh, how good would sulking. That look for the closet?
I can't.
I think I might need to do it.
It's really pretty.
And I feel like once I take everything out of here, I could paint this room probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's when there's stuff on the walls and like stuff to paint around that I'm not that great at it. But if it's empty, I feel like I could. I did a great job painting Kirsten's bathroom.
Okay.
I did.
It sounds hard, but.
If you have the right tools, it's not.
Got it.
You know, if you have like the profesh, like the big roller with the really big thing on it so that it doesn't take very many strokes to get it going. I've been talking about paint so much. My TikTok algorithm's been showing me videos of people painting and I just will sit there and watch someone paint a room. But these dudes that have these big rollers, you know, on the big sticks and whatever, they can literally paint a wall in like 30 seconds. It's insane.
That is crazy.
If you have the right tools. It's the prepping for painting that takes so long.
Absolutely.
Taping everything down and all that. Hate that. Don't love that part. But as far as like the rolling vibes, I can do that.
Especially if you're doing the ceiling too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe I'll do that. Also, my rug in here would look really good with that sulking room pink color.
Ooh, I love that. And I even love that color off of the card room green. It's just so cool.
Yeah.
You know, those colors together, so pretty.
I know, I just want to paint it all. Anyway, that's all the tea I've got. You watching anything?
Oh, girl, I'm watching just, first of all, I think we talked about this, but again, we've seen it another week, is like, I just love the morning show more than anything.
What this kills me because I begged you to watch this show for so long and you were like, no, and then you finally did it, and now you're obsessed. You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so obsessed. And honestly, where they are taking it.
I know.
I mean, like, it is so good.
It's good. Okay, say spoiler alert so we can discuss?
Yes.
Okay, so spoiler alert. If you are not caught up on the morning show, fast forward 60 seconds. Okay, go.
Yeah. I really hope that, what's the John Hamm character?
The billionaire. I don't know.
The billionaire. Okay. Yes, I already know he is a bad man. He's going to be not good, but I pray he is not just using her to take down UBA.
I know.
Because without her, UBA goes down.
I know.
And
I feel like he is.
You don't think he...
You know why?
Or does he love her and
men
he
are
wants,
trash. Men are trash.
He seems like he loves her.
Yeah, but that's how they all are. And then they leave, or they're trash, or they're whatever. They cheat. They do something. They're bad. They're all
not
bad.
Not all. No.
The vast majority.
Anyway, that's my tea on that. And Bradley is in so much trouble.
I know. But you know what? It kind of seemed like at the end of that episode that Laura, her girlfriend, could have outed her. And then she says, I'm not going to report on it. So maybe she's going to get away with it, but she's going to lose Laura in the process.
she's not only going to lose Laura, she's going to have to leave UVA mm-hmm. and go with the billionaire and
yeah,
Jennifer Aniston.
I know.
Even though she doesn't want to. God, that sucks.
It's piping hot. I wonder, I can't wait to see how he found that out. Like,
I know.
I wonder if he found out the same way Laura did. Like, if he just had his people snooping on. I think the leak was him. I think that he.
Oh, I think so, too.
So I think he did that to get all the tea or whatever.
Yep, me too. Mm-hmm. It's really good. And the other one I'm obsessed with is Lessons in Chemistry.
Me too. I love that one.
It is so good.
I know. I just love Brie Larson. And I'm still so devastated that what happens in episode two happens. But that's the whole show, I guess. I don't know.
It's so sad. I know. But anyway, it's such a good show. I love it so much.
Well, we don't have to go into it. I'll go into it more on YFT this next week. But I did just start this new Netflix series called All the Light We Cannot See. Have you seen any previews for that or anything?
No.
It was a book that did very well. And I always wanted to pick the book up when I was in the airports and stuff. I would always like almost buy it, but I knew they were making it a series. So I was like, I'm going to not. Because usually when they do shows that are book adaptations, I never like the show as much if I've read the book. Because books are always better.
So I was like,
I'm not going to read it. And I'm going to wait and watch the show. And then I'll read the book. I don't know that you would love it because it's fiction, but it's set in World War II. And so it's it's that you don't normally like what's
period pieces.
Thank you. You don't normally love period pieces. And that's what it is.
No.
So not sure you'd love it, but it is kind of a love story. So maybe you want, I don't know. Mm. But I watched a couple episodes last night and I really like it a lot. So okay. I started that.
Well, I need something else to start.
Well, you could give it a go.
So bad. Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo's in it. Love.
I love him.
Although he's looking.
Yeah, he is old, looking pretty old. Yeah. Yeah.
My guy. But, you know, still love him.
I don't know if you ever watched it or not. And I've raved about it. And Dom hates everything. And he absolutely loved it. I'm just wondering when the second season is coming. I love Tulsa King.
I never got into that. I know. I don't know why. I think I started it and just kind of like me.
I loved it. He is so good in it. And I actually watched his documentary last night. It's just called Slaw. It is so good. And honestly, I forgot how he got his start until I saw that again and remembered what he had done right before that. But he literally wrote Rocky. I mean, I did not know he wrote, produced, and directed it and starred in
it. That's cool.
And literally, he had done nothing. He was pretty much a nobody. And everybody wanted to buy the script from him, but him not be in it. And he was like, no, it's not for sale. Unless I act in it, whatever.
Wow.
And yep. And then they let him do it. And they screened it the first night for all the employees of, I forget if it was 20th Century Fox or whoever. And they screened it the night before at some theater and said that half the people got up and walked out from the agency. And the other half just was thinking it was just going to bomb. And literally it came out and made movie history.
Wow.
People were around the block trying to get in to see it because they said that in the fight scenes, it was the first time people were out of their chairs, screaming, they were at the live boxing match and that it just caught fire. That sounds just like Hollywood. Tell you, no, it's not going to work. No, 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 no. And then it's the biggest thing ever.
Yep.
Literally, Bret Michaels, his record label told him if he put out Every Rose Has His Thorn, his career was over. And it is the biggest song they have today.
That's so crazy.
It's all so crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
But anyway, it was so good.
Okay, cute.
I just saw him and his wife and the girls at Elise Walker.
You did.
In Calabasas.
Oh, skills, man. You're so crazy.
Honestly, it was crazy. I was like, holy crap, it's Sly.
It's Sly.
So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They're like, they are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
Mm,
they are okay. Really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute. Okay, well, should we do some DRMTs?
I'd love some DRMTs.
I feel like we're getting a little crazy. Oh, we got a lot. Jeez.
Yay!
I don't know if we're going to get through all these, but let's try.
This is awesome.
This is great. Let's
see. The stoner's coming through.
Randy, this is Rob from Texas. I'm a big time fan, long time listener, first time caller. My wife is a smoker. She smoked before. We just had a baby. The problem we've got now is that I still like to smoke, but she obviously can't smoke right now because of the baby and how hard she's working with the baby to breastfeed her. So just want some advice, if you've got any for me, about how I can handle this, how I can make sure I'm keeping her happy while also still able to smoke on myself to de-stress. Thanks, guys.
This is all on you, Tiz.
Woo.
Look at us. Okay. Look at us. We have a normal...
I know.
A normal male adult listener that has his life together, and he listens to us every week. I can't believe that.
Me either. Hit him with the advice. Honestly, what a cutie, too. And honestly, oh, that would be so tough, only because, like, if I were in that position, like, I would probably end up being like, no, you can. I want you to. Like, I would... Only if maybe you said, if it's not okay with you, if you can't handle it, I absolutely won't do it. And then just go sneak in the garage.
You're the worst.
Go to the park, get stuff. She'll never know.
She'll know when he comes back high as hell.
But honestly, I would just think that you absolutely have to say, I absolutely will not smoke as long as you can't smoke. And then hope and pray to God she's going to say, no, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. And then again, when she says, no, okay, then you just do it on your own time.
Mm-hmm. What about instead of smoking it, going down the little gummy train for a little bit?
That could be good.
That could be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just more like, well, if I can't get stoned, neither can you.
I know. But like if he takes gummies and she says, did you smoke? He'd be like, no.
Seriously. Very true.
All right, next one.
Hi, this is Julie calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Absolutely love you guys, so obsessed. And I was just calling to get your advice. I've been feeling really left out by some of my friends. I just like keep seeing on like Instagram and TikTok, like them hanging out without me. And I don't know, I just like, I'm only 26, so I'm trying to figure out like why they wouldn't want to spend time with me, but also like maybe at this point in my life, I should be trying to explore like some of their friendships. So just trying to figure out like what you guys think and if you have any advice. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Why are people so mean?
I don't know.
Okay, Julie, remind me to circle back to a question I have for Julie. But first, we're gonna address this. I say call those bitches out. I do. No. I would. I would just send a text and be like, hey, you know, saw you guys went to such and such, you know, a couple nights ago. Like, is there a reason, like, you know, I didn't get the invite? Like, would have loved to join. Like, you don't have to be mean about it. Just, like, ask and then see what they say.
See, I'm so passive aggressive. I would just, like, never talk to them again.
Mom! Okay, but see, a question I would have, I'm wondering, like, are these college friends, these friends you've had since high school, or these new friends? Like, some context would probably be helpful, because if they're kind of new friends, I say, fuck, I'm getting new. But if they're friends you've had for a long time and it's important to keep the friendships, I think it's worth saying something about it. And I would start out with the whole nice way, and then if they, you know, get bitchy, I get bitchy right back.
This is neither of these are good
but
things.
I will also say when it comes to friendships, but like here's the thing, I'm not the norm. I feel like the norm is for girls to remain friends. I have friends who have friends since high school. A lot of my friends have college friends that they've stayed friends with forever, and like my friends that get married and stuff, like usually their bridesmaids are like their college friends, you know, and people usually keep those friends forever and ever. I am not like that. I don't have any friends from high school at all. I didn't really go to college, went for a year, didn't make any friends really, except Russ Dickerson, who's now a country music artist, who would have thought. And he and I are friends kind of, but you know, he's a family, so I don't see him much. But I'm not the norm. Like I made friends as an adult that I've kept for a long time. Like my closest friends right now, I've been friends with for about 10, 11 years. So it's a long time, but they're friends I met when I was like, you know, 24, 25, not college. And so I don't know. I think it's normal for people to be in your life only for a season and to make new friends. And like, if you're lucky enough to have friends from high school that last a lifetime, then that's just, you know, praise be, because that's such a great thing. But I just don't think, you know, not all of us.
I do.
Not all of us are that lucky.
Missy.
Yeah.
Missy and Paula.
I know.
And I have so many.
Missy and Paula.
No, and I like, honestly, I talked to Teresa and Terry and who else? Melissa. I don't talk to Melissa as much, yeah. But I do talk to my friends.
But, okay, you do talk to them, but you don't see them very much.
And no, like, I just feel I like wish I did.
Friendships change as you get older, and I think that's okay. And I think it's great to have those friendships. Like, I definitely have some people I would consider close friends that I don't hang out with much, mostly because they have families and they have their own life and I'm traveling and I have mine, but I would still say we're super close. But then I also have made a lot of new friends in the past couple years that I travel with a lot and actually spend a lot of time with. And I like really appreciate those friendships too, those new ones. So I think it's good to have both. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
I was going to ask our friend Julia, though, that lives in Madison, Wisconsin. I've always kind of been told that all the hot men live in Madison, Wisconsin. There's like a lot of hotties up in Wisconsin. I was just curious if that was true. So if you could just shoot me a DM and let me know if there's anyone my age. So like 30 plus.
You had a hottie from Wisconsin.
Yeah. I can't respond to that because I can't be nice. And I'm scared they're not going to edit it.
I loved him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I need to know if there's hotties my age, single eligible men that make at least as much money as me in Wisconsin. Okay, thank you. Let me know.
Jason, Brandy, this is Chase from Hollywood. Love the podcast so much, you guys.
Why do we have so many male listeners?
I'm calling to ask about breaking into Hollywood. You know, I'm a writer and I've written some short stories and a novella, and I'm currently trying to staff on the TV show. Tish, I know that you're a producer, so I'm wondering if you have any advice on how to break in and, you know, just get my foot in the door and get my stuff to the right people. Thank you guys so much. I look forward to hearing your answer. Bye.
Love him.
Absolutely love.
Chance, was that his name?
Yeah.
What a cutie.
And what did he say? He was trying to break into writing rooms?
Yeah, he is a writer and wants advice on how to break into the film industry, I guess. Dizzle.
Right now is not a good time.
I know, it is tough.
It has been tough out here. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think so much. So I was telling this to Audrey the other night, I think in this business, community is so important. Even there's a lot of acting classes and workshops. This is weirdly in North Hollywood, there's quite a few. And I cannot believe Joe, Dom's son, he does an acting workshop or class at one of them. And honestly, he's met so many important people through that process, people that are putting money together to produce their own films that they can take to film festivals and things like that. And I think if you really do try to get to be a part of a community out here through kind of those types of ways, that it goes a very long way. Because people talk and, it's just a bunch of other creative people that you get to know during the process. Mm-hmm. And I just found that has been so important for me personally, too.
Yeah. I wonder if they have anything like that for people that want to work behind the camera, like workshops and stuff like they do for actors.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would bet so, too. And
yeah.
Honestly, if for some reason they didn't, even if your acting's not what you want to do, you could just sign up for an acting class and start networking.
So what I was going to say about the particular workshops and acting classes, you have to write your own scripts during the course of some of those workshops. And then one of your big project at the end is to actually make that film.
That's cool.
Like make your own short film.
Yeah.
So, it isn't just for actors. It's, also for writers. Mm-hmm. And I think there are so many people that, that you meet, just in the community that also work at these studios and different places. And it's just a really good way to kind of get yourself, in the door.
For sure. Look at you giving some good advice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. This is Mona from Los Angeles. Love the podcast, by the way. I listen every Thursday. My question is about work-life balance. It seems like you guys are really busy with work. How do you guys make time to relax and have fun? I'm struggling to find time for myself. Thanks.
I honestly keep I cannot believe how many times I say it. I'm so glad we have the internet, but things were just so different when we didn't have computers that we had with us at all times.
I know.
And phones. It really is so hard to keep them separate now because we have a computer in our hand at all times. Mm-hmm. And I think really setting boundaries, especially with your phone and your computer and electronics, is one of the only ways that you can ever kind of separate the two. And I find this is so funny. I'm telling you, if I don't have fingernails on, I am on my computer at all times.
I believe that.
I used to be obsessed with my computer.
I know.
And when I have long nails, there's just something, it's too frustrating. So I don't use it. And I swear every time I get ready to take my nails off, I'm like, nope, I'm not, because I don't want to go back to that again.
Yeah.
Because I honestly would rather be on my computer than anything.
That is ever. So crazy.
I know, it's crazy. It was a complete addiction. But honestly, now that I don't do that, I'm so much more present, in the evenings with Dom or, mm-hmm. Again, work-life balance. And I just think giving yourself some boundaries is one of the only ways that you can do that.
Yeah, for sure. Getting this desktop computer was a game changer for me, because then it gives me a designated workspace to come get my shit done instead of taking the laptop to my bedroom or to the couch or something. So that's been good, because then, it's 7 o'clock right now. And obviously, my work schedule is a little different than your normal person. But I feel like it is, even if I'm sitting here working at the computer late, once 7 o'clock rolls around or 8 o'clock or whatever time it is, at least I leave the computer and just go and totally disassociate from whatever I was working on. So I think that's a good rule. No laptops in, your room, or when you do go to bed at night, put the phone across the room so you're not tempted to scroll on TikTok or whatever it is, because It is just too easy to do. And if you are the kind of person that does work, you know, an 8 to 5 or 9 to 5, and then you're like, I know like I have some friends that are just so tired by the time 5 o'clock rolls around that even though they have a couple hours to do something for themselves, they're like, I'm just so tired. Like, it's hard to be motivated. So maybe pick like one day a week where, you know, you can go and play tennis or go for a walk or go to happy hour with a girlfriend or something, where like one day a week you're doing something for yourself instead of feeling like pressure to do it every day, or like you're just so tired every day. Just have like one day for yourself, I think, is important.
I love that.
Yeah. Okay, one more.
Yep.
Hi, Chris and Brandy. My name is Liz from Florida. And I just wanted to say that I love you guys. I listen to you guys every Thursday on my little hot girl walk.
Cute.
And I was just wondering if I could get some advice. Winter is coming soon, and, you know, I live in Florida. Really much of a winter here, but we're manifesting that. What are some recommendations for clothes? I'm really into like the 90s cargo baggy look, but how can I transition that into winter? Anyway, thank you, and I hope you guys have a good day.
She is too cute.
So cute.
Her name's Lauren, I think. Yeah, Florida does not get that cold, but I think you can still incorporate some like fall winter pieces, even if you're like the other day. It is fall here, but it's 80 degrees outside still. And I bought a new trench coat that I was so excited about. My mom actually called me the day I was out in it. I was at Publix grocery shopping. And I was like, I just want to wear the trench. Like, I'm in a fall state of mind, but it's 85 degrees outside. So I wore, people call them jorts. I don't know if that's going to translate to everybody listening, but they're like long jean shorts, like to the knee denim shorts that I cut off. And I wore jorts with just a white tee and my trench. And I think I wore them with like a clog and a sock because I just really wanted to go chic with it. But like, you could do it. You wear a sneaker with it. You could wear a tall boot. You could wear anything. But I think like pairing the shorts with the unexpected trench coat, the two things that just really don't make sense together, actually make something really cute.
Well, I love that look.
I know. It was really cute. Like, I got a lot of compliments on it, actually. And I think, like, sometimes when you see, like, street style fashion and, like, you see all the photos from New York Fashion Week and stuff where people just wear things that, like, are so unexpected to go together and somehow it works. Like, to me, like, there's, like, a line, right, of, like, putting together clothes. But then when you go so far over the line of two things that are, like, so silly that you would never think to put together, and then you do, sometimes it's just fabulous, you know?
I know. Love when that happens.
I think mix some of those things. Like, you know, and like, I feel like bare legs is really trendy right now in general, like, even throughout winter. I saw a girl on TikTok today. She had on, I'm guessing, a mini skirt, which you could barely see, this huge oversized wool pea coat that like came like right the same length as her mini skirt, and then a pair of tall boots, but her legs were bare, and it was so freaking cute.
I bet.
And so if you're in Florida, you could definitely get away with something like that at night.
Yes. And I always see people like, it looks like just out grabbing coffee or whatever, that are also just in like a workout, like a black legging and a little black bra top with a trench coat over it. And then I've noticed that they have the little scrunchy white sock with an athletic shoe. And it is so cute to have just like a really kind of more conservative bag and the trench coat, but with like a literal workout outfit on.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so cute and chic.
Super cute. So I definitely think that there's room to play with that in Florida. I mean, sometimes here when it gets so cold, I feel like I have to wear so many layers and bundle up so much that I can't even look cute. So actually in Florida, like, it might be easier to dress like chicer through winter because you don't feel like you have to actually make yourself warm. You can just wear what looks cute. So that would be my advice. Yeah. Like, just stay away from heavy coats and do like big oversized leather jackets are really in. Those look really great with the big cargo pants that she's talking about that she likes.
So cute.
So yeah, definitely. Girl, get on TikTok.
There's so much inspo. A big oversized leather with some cargo. That is too cute.
Yeah, and like a cropped tee maybe, or just like a tucked in tank. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cute.
Yeah. I'm really loving just like a simple tucked in tank top as your like base layer, and then like something oversized on top of that. That's been like kind of my go-to lately.
It has been mine too.
Oh, really? I feel like you've always worn that because you.
I kind of.
It's funny because for a long time you were so against cropped anything. You were like, I'm too old. I can't wear that. And now it's all she freaking wears. Now,
and then I'd be like, I my legs look so long if I don't have something over my butt.
She was so weird about not wanting to wear anything cropped. And now, like, her freaking abs are out at all times. Like,
I don't get it.
Now you're always in cropped shirts. But for a long time, you did wear so many tanks because you didn't want to show your stomach.
No, I know.
Hilarious. She's the cropped queen these days.
I really am. I love a crop.
It's insane. But
weirdly, I've been tucking everything in recently.
Yeah, well, that's the trend right now.
I just started doing it more. Mm-hmm.
Cute. Look at us talking fashion. Like, we go places and dress appropriately.
I know. I never do.
I literally looked insane today. Granted, I didn't go. I just went to get my car cleaned. But, you know, I have to get out of the car and, like, hand in the car. I wore... because I'm on my period, day one, my period. Sorry for the male listeners. Didn't realize we had those. But I was like in baggy sweatshorts to the knee because it's hot, and sneakers, like dad sneakers, with a extra large Sherpa fleece quarter zip. Like, I looked insane. Disgusting hair, no makeup, baseball cap. Like,
did you see any cute boys?
No, thank God.
Okay, good.
Oh, but you do know, this is a great segue into, did you watch my Instagram story about how earlier this week I saw a cutie at the Starbucks in Belmead and I was too chicken to go up to him? And
no.
So let me just give you guys the play-by-play here. First of all, if you don't know, Belmead is like the hoity-toity area of Nashville. It's like where all the rich people live.
Is it having to come up? Because,
yeah, it is.
Yes, yes, it was.
It's
ritzy,
where all the old money is.
But it's very old.
Yes, very old money. But like, it is like, I think as people are starting to want to move out of Nashville, if you have the money to live in Belmead, that's kind of where people are starting to go, and even a little bit further past that. But anyway,
wow.
All that to say, I was going to get Botox, and so I was driving through Belmead, and I classic was running late. So, you know me, I like order my Starbucks ahead of time. So I just go in and just swoop. And I like ran in, I was in a hurry, and I grabbed the Starbucks, and then I whip it around to like get out of there. And as I'm walking by, like to the door, I out of the corner of my eye see a cute guy in a hat. But it was like, I was so far to the door that it was like too late to stop, you know, like the momentum was like I was leaving, and like it would have been weird if I stopped. But out of the corner of my eye, I see a cute guy, he's wearing a hat. And he's sitting with an older woman that I assume was his mom. Gave me like a guy out for coffee with his mom vibes, you know? So cute. We love that. And so I get out the door and I'm like, shit, I think that guy was really hot. Like, he had curly brown hair poking out of the back of his hat, and like he just looked cute. And so I get to my car and I call Keys immediately. And I'm like, Keys, there's a cute guy in Starbucks. Like, what do I do? And she's like, just go give him your number. And I'm like, I'm freaked. Like, what? I've already been in there once. Am I really going to like walk back in here? Like, she was like, yeah, just walk back in and like pretend you forgot something and then just like give him your number. And I was like, all right. I was like psyching myself up. And I was like, you know what? I'm at least going to go back in and like look for a ring, because I was going too fast to be able to see if he had a ring on. Because I'm like, let's be real. The odds are this guy's married or has a girlfriend, but like, I'm just going to go check. And so I was literally getting out of the Jeep, and then they walk out the door, he and the mom or whoever. And I was like, shit. And they were leaving. So I like sat there and I was like, all right. And I watched him walk to his car, Range Rover. He drives a Range Rover. I blew it. I was like, not only is this guy cute and taking his mom out for coffee, he can afford a Range Rover. Like, this is my guy. Granted,
or maybe that's his sugar mama.
Maybe. But the only questionable thing about all this was his clothing was questionable. He had on white denim, I think. And like, boots, which is so Nashville, which I really don't like at all. But that can be changed. And I think his Range Rover might have been wrapped in like a matte wrap. That's also questionable. But these things can be changed. And I just was like so mad at myself. And I drove away just so sad that I didn't have the guts to say hello.
I do not think he's the right one if he was in white denim.
But no.
I can't get past that.
I've never met a guy that I think dresses well on his own, ever. Like,
my baby does.
I always have to fix.
But like white denim.
Oof. I know, it was weird. But like, that's not Nashville guys just dress so bad.
I don't understand.
He was cute though. His hair was curly, and he was like wearing his hat. It was cute.
Well, if it's meant to be, you'll see him again.
I guess so. But I think I got to start hanging out at the Belmead Starbucks.
Oh, true.
You know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea.
I know. I got to start hanging out in Belmead more, just in general.
Seriously.
Is Dom standing there?
No, he went out. I hate getting here either.
Can't wait. We have some exciting things in the works for the stoners that we can't talk about yet.
Yes, we do. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that soon. Yes. But for now, ciao, ciao.
Who are you? What do you mean, ciao, ciao?
I just thought I'd try that. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
What are you doing this week?
Oh, what am I doing this week? Oh, tomorrow I have some very important Hopetown business to take care of.
Okay.
I actually really do. Uh-huh. I have two network calls about two of my shows,
Yes,
I do. And that's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday, I have to go help with some storage units.
Oh, I saw that on the calendar.
A go through of some units.
That sounds awful.
Sounds horrible. And then I definitely have some Thursday and Friday stuff. I just can't remember what it is.
That's not shocking.
But I'm pretty busy this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
Which I freaking love. You're chilling?
I'm chilling. I got a meeting here, a meeting there, but I'm chilling.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see you.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you in like a week and a half.
Hey guys, I'm Alana Dunn, and I'm the host of Seeing Other People. As an early Hinge employee, a modern dater, and now a fiancé, I know the dating world maybe a little too intimately. I'm here to make you feel less alone in your dating journey, whatever it may look like. Don't have a date for tonight? No problem. Whether you're looking for love or just want to laugh and commiserate with others, tune in to Seeing Other People as we explore the roller coaster that is the ever-evolving world of dating.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.